or Chief Hopper, or Steve Harrington, all now household names. The Upside Down, Hawkins Laboratory, and Demogorgons weren't yet part of our cultural lexicon. Beyond Winona Ryder, the show had no recognizable stars. It wasn't even promoted with a typical media blitz. There were no billboards or commercials, just a few leaked details and an intriguing trailer. Netflix was confident word would spread organically. They were right. Not long after it went live on Netflix on July 15, 2016, it became a sensation. It seemed like everyone you talked to, neighbors, friends, colleagues, family members, was watching it or wanted to. That month, the New York Times declared it the show of the summer. By season two, the show was Netflix's biggest hit, watched in over 190 countries by hundreds of millions of viewers from the United States to China to Brazil. Meet the Duffer Brothers. But let's back up a bit. To understand how and why Stranger Things struck such a chord, it's helpful to know where it came from. Among the most remarkable facts about the show is the relative youth and inexperience of its creators, Matt and Ross Duffer, now more widely known by their professional duo designation, the Duffer Brothers. Twins from Durham, North Carolina, the Duffer Brothers were barely 30 years old when they conceptualized Stranger Things. Their first big breakthrough in the industry came in 2011 when Warner Brothers acquired the rights to their screenplay for Hidden, a little-known horror film that came out in 2015 and grossed a modest $350,000. They subsequently worked on the mystery Fox television series Wayward Pines, where they were mentored by director M. Night Shyamalan. It was around this time that they came up with the idea for Stranger Things. In its early broad strokes, a period-based missing person story featuring some supernatural elements and government's conspiracies. They wrote a rough version of the pilot episode, along with a 20-page proposal, hopeful about its prospects. No one, however, was willing to take a chance on it. The Duffer Brothers estimate that their initial pitch was rejected by at least 20 people. The reasons varied. Some felt the show wouldn't work with kids in such prominent roles. Some suggested the story be built around Chief Hopper instead. Most simply weren't convinced the Duffer Brothers' unproven commodities in an industry averse to risk could deliver a successful series on their own. Then in late 2014, the script came across Dan Cohen's desk, vice president of 21 Laps Entertainment. Just a year earlier, Cohen said he was looking for something unusual and compelling from an up-and-coming director. "If I have one goal as a producer," he said, "it's to be the guy who gives the next Chris Nolan his Batman." He accomplished that with the Duffer Brothers, impressed with their vision for Stranger Things, which was then simply called Montauk, named after the Long Island town where Jaws was based. He passed the script along to director-producer and founder of 21 Laps Entertainment, Sean Levy. Levy was a fortuitous match for the Duffer Brothers. A Canadian filmmaker best known for the Night at the Museum franchise, Levy had also recently produced the critically acclaimed 2016 sci-fi movie Arrival. He was immediately intrigued by the Montauk script. 21 Laps, however, rarely acquired material for television. They did movies. Yet after meeting the Duffer Brothers in person, Levy was convinced it was worth making an exception. The Duffers knew what they wanted: the 80s backdrop, the electronic soundtrack, the Stephen King meets Spielberg vibe, the memorable characters. Their passion and vision for the show was contagious. "Before the meeting was over," recalls Levy, "I knew I had to do what I could to shepherd it to the screen. It was this great diamond in the rough, found by Dan. I fell in love with it, completely bought into the boys, and felt like they were worth betting on." In early 2015, Levy and the Duffer Brothers fine-tuned the pitch, including putting together a mashup trailer of movies that captured the feel and tone of the show. They made their first pitch to streaming juggernaut Netflix. Having been in the industry for decades, Levy believed he understood why the Duffer Brothers script had been overlooked to this point. As he put it, "In the movie business, unless you are a superhero, a franchise, or a fairy tale, it is almost impossible to get made at a studio. In the era